Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about cockroaches in and around the home. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Blake Layton, Mississippi State University Extension Entomologist. Blake, when it comes to cockroaches, there's actually something surprising to most of us, and that is the fact that there are actually two different kinds of cockroaches.
That's true, Amy, and actually there's dozens of different species of roaches just here in Mississippi. But for our cockroaches that occur in and around the house, we can divide those into two different groups. And to make life simple, we can just say that's the big roaches and the little roaches. Big roaches meaning some that are over an inch long when they're fully mature. The little ones are only going to be about a half inch.
Oh, gosh, and everybody hates cockroaches. So concerning the big ones and the little ones, do they both get into the home in the same way?
That is pretty much the same way because they're not around our homes unless we bring them in. Just in any produce or equipment or things that we might bring into the home, they tend to lay their eggs in hidden places, their egg capsules, and each one of those capsules is going to contain several dozen eggs. They stick them in out-of-the-way places, and so then if it's stuck to a grocery bag or a box or something and we bring that box home, German cockroaches, which are much smaller, those nymphs can even hide in the corrugations of a corrugated cardboard box. They can go down in those little areas. And also in electrical equipment. They love electrical equipment. Just moving a TV or some other piece of electrical equipment from a college dorm or an apartment, it can be full of cockroaches.
And they get into cracks from the outside of your house, right?
Yes, they're very flattened, so it doesn't take a very big crack.
Oh, gosh. Okay. What types of problems do they bring to us?
For the big roaches, it's more of an aesthetic problem. They're just more unsightly. For the German cockroaches, if people have a heavy German cockroach infestation, they cause allergies and asthma. We have kids missing school and moms missing work because the kid's home from school. And of course, then they can transport food diseases and things like that when they're feeding on our food.
And for the big ones first, how do we keep them out of our house?
And you said that exactly right. Keep them out of our house. It's not so much using insecticides, but if you can seal around your doors and have a good tight door seal cracks and crevices, that's going to reduce the number of large mature cockroaches. Now, they'll still be around the outside of the house. And there are some insecticide sprays that you can apply around the outside of the house. There are some granular baits. And we'll talk about a publication later that gives more information about those products.
Okay, what about the small ones, prevention and treatment?
Small ones, they're much more common in apartment buildings because then you don't have control of your whole situation. Now, they can occur in single dwelling homes. And in either case, the tool that is most useful for controlling them is sanitation. You know, the cleaner we can keep things, and I don't mean surface clean, I mean deep cleaning, any food residue that may boil over around the stove, any crumbs that may drop into a couch or in the kitchen or in the cupboards, keeping that cleaned up. That really reduces the potential for German cockroaches. And then beyond that, the most effective control tool we have are some baits. Products that you put out the roaches want to eat that have a toxicant in them. And there are some that are a consistency of paste that you put out in really small dabs. There are others that come in little bait stations that you can stick inside cabinets and underneath cabinets. They're really, really effective.
And how do we keep them off our porches without harming pets or animals or children that might get into the poison?
Just keeping a good tight seal on that pet food container, not feeding the pet free choice so that there's pet food laying around all the time. That helps really reduce the attraction. Beyond that, there are insecticide sprays that you can spray around the perimeter of your house that once they're dry, it's safe for the pet to come back in the area. So the key there is just make sure the pet's not present while that product is drying and while it's being sprayed.
Or the kids.
Exactly. The children are even more important.
Is there anything else you want to add?
We have a publication called Control Household Insect Pests, and that's a pretty big publication. Pages 4 through 10 are devoted to cockroach control. Just look for Control Household Insect Pests in Mississippi. If you Google that, then that's going to pop up.
Okay, so Google Control Household Pests and Insects in Mississippi, and then go to the extension link. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Blake Layton, entomologist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.